Ivy Tech Community College educates students with complicated lives. Many have jobs, children, and responsibilities outside school. For a long time, the network seemed to be failing them, with fewer than 1 in 10 students graduating on time. But that's been changing. From WFYI's Education Desk, Dylan Pierce McCoy has more on how Indiana's community college system has made steady gains over the last decade and what might be on the horizon.
Tiffany Butler has been teaching English at Ivy Tech Community College for about a decade.
For the rough draft, I really want you to push yourself to try and write 4, maybe 5 pages. Because Monday is it, right?
This is a core class at Ivy Tech, a gateway to an education that promises to help students find better paying jobs. But when Butler started teaching here, many students couldn't even sign up for it. Instead, they were pushed into remedial classes that covered the same material as high school and didn't offer college credit. Teresa Lubbers was the Indiana Commissioner for Higher Education for 13 years.
You're putting people in standalone remedial courses, and they're using their financial aid, and it's taking them time, and they're less likely to be successful. The conclusion was, we better do something differently.
So Ivy Tech overhauled remedial education to allow students to enroll in college-level math and English as soon as they start. And it seems to have worked. 2-year completion rates at Ivy Tech steadily improved from a dismal 5% before the overhaul to about 14% in the most recent year.
Now, we're still operating off of a base that's too low, but all the trends are in the right direction.
Ivy Tech's transformation of remedial education, which is also known as developmental education, was part of a national movement. Susan Bickerstaff from the Community College Research Center says the placement tests to see if students were ready for college-level math and English weren't very reliable.
Under the old system, we were just placing too many students into developmental education.
And many students who were forced to take remedial classes dropped out of school.
College could be really deflating if in your first semester you're basically taking what you took in high school.
So Ivy Tech made a few big changes. First, it made it easier for students to use high school grades and other evidence to show they were ready for college classes. Second, to support students who do need help, Ivy Tech embraced a model called co-requisites. Students take a college-level class and a remedial class to fill in gaps at the same time.
Okay, you start with a question.
That's the approach in Professor Butler's English class in Indianapolis. One of her students is Moise Toussaint, who emigrated from Haiti. He needs to pass English for the Ivy Tech nursing program.
Yeah, it's very fast, and you have to do a lot of stuff at the same time for both of them. And then I've worked too. I'm working at the same time. I'm very, very motivated to achieve this goal.
The class is a sprint for Toussaint because it's only 8 weeks long. Ivy Tech leaders shortened courses a few years ago in another bid to keep students from dropping out.
For students that are focused and ready for it, an 8-week format is wonderful because it does get them in and get them out. But it's not for everyone.
The changes helped fuel dramatic gains in completion rates at Ivy Tech. But there is a long way to go. Most students who enroll still aren't earning degrees. Dylan Pierce McCoy, WFYI News.